The Sudbury Wolves rebounded on Saturday night, less than 24 hours after a drubbing at the hands of the Kitchener Rangers on Friday night. During Saturday's game against the Brantford Bulldogs saw the Wolves win 3-1. Nate Krawchuk got the start in goal for the Wolves on the road while the Bulldogs went with David Igorov between the pipes. The first period was a very uneventful one until the 11:55 mark when Tejon Street scored his first career Ontario Hockey League goal, assisted by Hudson Chitteroni and Braden Bruce to give the Sudbury Wolves a 1-0 lead. With little action in the remainder of the period, the teams went into the dressing room for the first intermission with the Sudbury Wolves leading the Brantford Bulldogs 1-0. Just like the first period, neither the Wolves nor the Bulldogs could get much going in the middle frame, with neither goalie seeing many pucks on net in the period. As a result, the score remained 1-0 for Sudbury with one period remaining in the game. Things started to open up on the offensive end of the ice in the third period, starting at the 1:28 mark of the period when Nathan Villeneuve scored his fourth goal of the season to give the Wolves a 2-0 lead, with the assists going to Kieran Walton and Sudbury native Alex Ferrand. Just over 1 minute later, Brantford finally solved the Wolves' netminder with a goal from Nicolas Rossetto, his second of the season, to cut the Sudbury Wolves' lead down to 2-1. With 9:25 remaining in the hockey game, Andre Molnar scored his first goal of the season, and his first goal in a Sudbury Wolves uniform after being traded to Sudbury from the Erie Otters a couple of days prior, to seal a 3-1 win for the Sudbury Wolves over Brantford. With the win, the Sudbury Wolves now hold a record of 8 wins and 6 losses in the season. The Sudbury Wolves close out a busy weekend on the road on Sunday afternoon in St. Catharines to take on the red-hot Niagara Ice Dogs, with puck drop scheduled for 2 p.m.